This is read through these psukim. Pen yeshbechem I in the parasha. Pen yeshbechem isha isha o mishpach o shevet. Asher levav apona hayom mim Hashem lokenu. Maybe there'll be amongst you a man or a woman, a family, a tribe, that their heart pona hayom turns today from Hashem lokenu. Lulecha slavo de saloke agoy maheim, and will go to serve the other gods. Pen yesh bechem shoresh pora rosh vlana. Let's see how they translate this. Pen yesh bechem shoresh pora rosh vlana. Perhaps there is among you a root flourishing with gall and wormwood. Okay. V'haya b'shamo es divrei ha'ola zos. This is why you should never use in English. And it will be that when he hears the words of this imprecation, I think I had a better stab at what Allah was than imprecation. And he says to himself, he'll bless himself in his heart, saying, Shalom Yali. So I cannot help but digress just for 1 second. This has nothing to do with the shmooze, but Rabbi Sharfman, remember this is one of the best lines when we were here in Miami and we were staying in North Miami Beach. And Rabbi Muscat, for those Brooklyn people, who's one of the great punsters of the century, was here. And Rabbi Bensinger had asked one of us to speak. So he had asked Rabbi Muscat. So Rabbi Muscat said he'll see if he has something to say. So like a half hour before Mincha, we were there, and Rabbi Bensky went over to him. He said, it was Parshas Netzavim, and he said, Shalom Yali. That's Rabbi Shalom Muscat. It was, well, I have a shalom for the thing. But that's how I remember about Parshas Netzavim. So, and he will say to himself in his heart, Shalom Yali, I'll have peace. Ki b'shrius li b'elech. I'll go, going to the, whatever, the passions, the freedom of my heart. And then the pasuk concludes, L'man svos harava es atzmeya, thereby adding the watered upon the thirsty. Okay. So let's see this string of sephornos, and that's the shmooze. The bottom bar makamas, if anybody wants to take a look at it for tomorrow by the Chazar Sashmooz, there's a almost identical hashkafa from this other these other bar makamas one could derive. I don't even know if we'll get to it tomorrow. But if you want to take a look, it's quite interesting. Okay. Pen yesh bechem isha isha, pen nefat libam lehevli agoyim. Maybe your hearts will become seduced to the havolim, the travails of the nations, b'shiftam imohem, when you dwell with them. B'yakshavu levatel kabolas habris b'lvavchem, and you will think to nullify the certain kabolas of the bris in your hearts. Therefore, I'm saying you're all of you are standing before Hashem, who is able to assess kloyos v'leiv, kloyos kidneys and hearts. Shelo tuchlu latoso, you're not able to trick him or to fool him. And that's out of order. Pen yesh bechem shorish par rosh v'lana. He thinks to gather in and to, or also to what's the word I'm looking for? To cause the whole tzibur towards his way of thinking that will pull them down. Hanifsados. That's what he'll think to do. He'll accept this Allah, this imprecation, this curse. He'll accept it, bepiv, v'yisparech levavah levatel sub. And in his heart, he will really nullify it. Lamor saying, Shalom Yali ki b'shuyas li b'elech. Vinyan hisbarach b'libohu. What does it mean? He'll bless himself in his heart. Shayomer gamshani mekabel olav fi. Even though I'm accepting it with my mouth, ani mevatle b'libi. I'm mevatle it. I'm nullifying it in my heart. V'omer shalom yali. Everything's going to be fine. L'mantzvos harava es atzmeya. That he should, I've got to translate it right, thereby adding the water upon the thirsty. Right? See how the Sforno translates this. L'mantzvos harava es atzmeya. In order that he add the watered upon the thirsty. Adding the watered upon the thirsty. Okay, v'atam. V'atam shiyakabel ha'ala b'fivhu. And the reason why he accepts this ola b'piv, in other words, the kasha is, this guy, what's bothering the Sforno here? This guy is being chote umachti as a rabbin. El deyosef and efsados. He's trying to, this guy is trying to recruit for his own causes that he is so skewed and distorted to the heavenly agoyim. He's obsessed with the heavenly agoyim. And he's already has his own, chat, his whole group. He has his own social page. He's trying to recruit people to his das. So what's he being mekabel this ola for? This ola is like you're sort of embracing. You're conceding. You accept this curse upon yourself. If you don't do the right thing, it's terrible. And you say, I agree. But he's saying it in his mouth. So what's he saying that for? A second ago, he's going and he's pushing, what are you doing? Come join my social page. So why is he being makabal this ola? But even the piv, what's he trying to do? There has to be some agenda. But what's he trying to accomplish? So the Sforno, that's his kash. But tam shekabel b'pivhu, kedei lahosif es nafsho harava v'sveya b'chol tavosea, in order that he can add, link his nefesh, his neshama, harava v'sveya b'chol tavosea, which is indulged and satiated with all the taivas of the world, with all the havolim that he has embraced, im adas kel, that he should link his nefesh, which is indulging and fulfilling every taiva, he should link it somehow to the adas kel, to the nation of Hashem, hatzmeya. I read this 100 times. It does appear that hatzmeya is going back on nafsho. So, until I figured this out, kedei lahosif es nafsho, in order to link his nefesh, hatzmeya, that is yearning, thirsty, v'nivdelas min ha'taivas ha'gashmias, and separated from all the physical desires, kedei lismoach imohem b'birchosam, in order that he should rejoice with them, with Klal Yisrael, with the Adas Kel, and all their brachas. It could be better if I could readjust some of the commas. It would read, in my opinion, a little bit better. I don't know if you need the comma, but it would make it easier the first time. I'm not sure if you're reading it like me. L'mantzvos harovas atzmeya, again, v'atam shiyakabel ola b'pivhu, the reason why he accepts this ola b'piv, k'dei lahosif es nafsho harovas v'sveya b'chol tavosea imadaskel, in order that he link his nefesh, his neshama, that is indulging and satisfying every taiva with Adas Kel, hatzmeya. What is hatzmeya doing there? It's not referring to Adas Kel, that's hatzmeya. So hatzmeya must be going back on the nefesh. So to add this nefesh, you almost have to like distributive law, that this nefesh, which is tzmeya, which is yearning, and it doesn't want, The neshama is trying to separate itself from the Taibas of Gashmias so that he could rejoice together with them. That's what the Swarna seems to say over here. So my kasha is the Sephorno's kasha. What was the teretz? He had a good kasha, l'chora. Didn't understand this fellow who is accepting this Allah. V'haya b'shamos direi Allah in pasuk yudches hazos v'sbarach b'vavo lemor. So v'sbarach b'vavo, this one says he's makabel the Allah b'piv, but he's v'sbarach b'vavo levatalosa. He's mevatel in his heart, mashba, that in his b'piv, it's only b'vavo that he's saying shalom yali, but in his with his mouth he's makabel it. So now he has to explain. In order, Leman Sfos HaRavas HaTzmeya, what's he doing? Why is he, the end of that pasuk is trying to tell you why he's being Makabalit Bepiv. So he has a kasha, the attacker, why is he Makabalit Bepiv? This guy is a Choti Umachti Asarabim. He totally went off the derech, like the first Sephorno, Penefata Libam Lahevli Agoyim. He is seduced to the Havolim of the world, the Mishagas and the Shmutz of the world, and the guy is, whatever, he's lost. He's off the derech. He went off. And the guy went off the derech. So he's off the derech. What kind of the makabel bepiv? He's saying, yeah, he hears it. He's accepting this Allah like some musr. He's accepting upon himself. Why is he accepting upon himself? So it sounds like the Sfarno is saying, because this neshama is still yearning the ruchnius. What do you mean he's yearning ruchnius? This guy was mekabel the havalim of the goyim, and not just mekabel. He's choshev lahadiach rabim el de Yosef and Efsados. He's not just that. He opened up his own. He's the director of the whole operation. He's not just a follower. He's a leader. He's trying to get other. He's the president of the organization. So what do you mean he's being Kabbal? This neshama is yearning to be muvdal from the Taivas Olam? This neshama is not trying to be muvdal from any Taivas Olam. He's chasing after every single Taiva possible. What do you mean he's chasing after the Taivas Olam? Makes no sense. What's this Sforno saying? Atam shiya Kabbal halol bepivhu. The reason why he's makabel this Allah on him, he's conceding, he's taking upon himself this Allah, this dare, this, you know, don't do it. Yes, I agree. Why is he taking it upon himself? It's kasha. He's off. That's the Sephorno's kasha. So what was his teretz? In order that he should be mosif onto his nefesh, that's a nefesh, a neshama that is chasing every taiva, indulging and satisfying every taiva, rava v'sveya b'chol taivoseh. That's a lot of taivas. You know, a mensch can have a lot of taivas. He's chasing after and satisfying every b'chol taivoseh, every single taiva. This guy is having a life. So, what's he doing? And he wants to join Adas Kel to be misameach, to be chosam, and because this neshama is tzmeya. Again, we're gonna have to work out tomorrow this reading. Got to be good, and we all have to agree on the reading. But this neshama, which is tzmeyav and nevdalas min ha-taivas ha-gashmias, this guy is tzmeyav and nevdalas min ha-taivas ha-gashmias. This guy is, his neshama is yearning and separated from taivas ha-gashmias. This guy separated nothing. So elamai, we see from here a gevaldik chiddush, which could be very, very uplifting to us. That even this guy, who is so far gone, he's mefata to all the to heavenly agoyim, mamish. And more than that, he is the one who's been adiyah harabim. He's trying to get everyone else to also go off. Even this guy's neshama is still yearning ruchnius, and is still, the neshama still wants to be devoid and separated from taivas agashmius. So part of him is yearning to be misameach bebechosam. He wants that, he yearns that, he craves that. So his life is a life of torment. What's torment? How is a person tormented when he's like totally conflicted every second? Every second we go after a taiva, but it's torment, it's torture. The neshama is being tortured, even if he has totally, consciously, has already given up the fight. He's given up the fight for himself, and he's already president of his organization. He's the president. And still, even such a person is still, his neshama is still yearning for ruchnius, still craving it. I would think it's Koshke and us, we're not this bad. No one's going to think we're so bad. And a guy is off, totally off. He's trying to embrace all of Hevli Olam Hazeh, and he's Mediach as a Rabbim, and he's trying to, you know, to seduce everyone. Okay, we're not that. Okay, maybe once in a while we have a taiva who's trying to work on it, but we're not this bad. Even if this guy is still yearning the ruchnius, so it's Koshke and we. So which means that our neshamas, even if we can't, you know, we're not attuned to it, even if we're not attuned to it, we can tap into it, it's there. To just know that the neshama craves ruchnius, craves it, thirst for it. No matter how much we try to cover it up, with all Hevli Olam Hazeh, to try and satisfy all the Taivas Olam Hazeh, we still have this neshama hatzmeya, which is thirsting, which is craving, and v'nivdeles and that Taivas Agashmius. The neshama itself is trying to separate, is separating from all the Taivas Agashmius, all physical desire. It's looking, it's searching, it's craving a way to rejoice with Adas Kel. And if we, first of all, it's a very good tachbula. You know, Rabbi Luben spoke last week about the tachbula of Pas Basalo, but maybe it's also a tachbula. Sometimes we think this is what we want, we can't get over it, but there's two voices, you know. It's two sides to every coin. You know, I want this, but is it true? Maybe I don't want this. My conscious, my physical conscious wants this, but one second, you have a neshama also. He's entitled to free, equal time. So you got to give the neshama a chance to say what they want. And here we see a chazal, which is showing us that the neshama is craving it. I'm not feeling it, but we have to all agree we're not as bad as this guy. And this guy's neshama is still craving it. He's, you know, it's a part of him is even embracing it. He's conceding it bepeh. Okay, and then he tries to squelch it bilvavo. But the part that's conceding it bepeh is because he's craving that ruchnius. So we should give a little bit of credence to the other voice within us, and Bez Hashem, we should be able to overcome the taivas. And be able to have a tshuva gemurah.